어, 깊은 저 인간이죠. 셋 받는 파는 날이야.
1.5 million refugees living in the camps. 1 million refugees living under occupation. Our mothers, our sisters, our families. We have been attacked brutally by a savage movement called Zionism. We have to reveal this movement to the whole world. And we basically differentiate between Jews and Zionists. We hope to save the Jews from the Zionists and make a Palestinian democratic state where we can live with the Jews in peace and in love.
Well, hello and welcome to Fire Drawn Air episode number 53. This episode, like the episode before it and the episode before that, to be honest, have all been quite a while in the making, and I swear to the good gods below that that I will one day get back into a proper routine. I'm trying my best. So at the moment, I'm getting ready for Lancomer doing his Choice Awards thing tomorrow in Dublin. That's going to take the whole day. The day after that, I'm traveling to the States. Blah, 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 blah. Won't bore you with the details, but just there's always so much going on. And I'm finding it really hard these days to maintain a regular Fire Drawn Air routine. But I promise I'm trying my very best. And if I manage to get this one out by tomorrow afternoon, I'll be very, very happy with myself. Oh, where do I even start? So much has been happening since we last met. By met, I mean you just listen to my voice on the radio or on the internet or on your phone or wherever you like to do your listening to my voice. That was a track, I suppose, inspired by the whole Vietnam era protest songs by artists such as Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. That one was called The Urgent Call of Palestine, composed by Shath when she was only 16 years old. The lyrics were written by an Indian poet called Lalita Panjabi, and it was first released on a 7-inch with 4 separate songs documenting the Palestinian struggle. The male voice you heard there in the middle was that of Kamal Nasser, poet, writer, and leader of the Palestinian resistance movement, assassinated in 1973. Up next is a recording by 2 Lebanese artists, Marcel Khalif and Umeime El Khalil. The title of this track, translated from Arabic, is My Teacher.
Thank you.
Track from the Palestinian student Carmel group called Al Intifada Was Jabal Al Thawra. That's from an album called Music of the Intifada that came out in 1989. From the album's own notes, Music of the Intifada is a popular celebration of the current struggle. It points out issues and symbols central to the Palestinian resistance, such as the people, the land, and freedom. Not only does it summarise Palestinian aspirations, but also it reflects the radical social changes that are being brought about by the daily struggle against occupation. And most surprisingly, so the album was recorded in 1988, came out in 1989. The tracks in the Arabic language were recorded in West Berlin, of all places. Up next, I want to play a song that was sent in to me by Robert Sarazen Blake. This one is called Don't Use Our Death and Pain. Thanks a million for this one, Robert.
In the kibbutz they kill our brother. We'll never hear his laugh again. They'll never lean upon his shoulder. Three fatherless children. But don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to family. Anywhere. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. They told us to go south and we went south. 24 hours to leave the house. Bombs fell on us in the south. Fear in our eyes, dirt in our mouths. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. I paint her name on my daughter's arm. Wait, but know the bombs are gonna come. I'm a parent who can't protect my child. But they'll know her name when they find us in a pile. Still, don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to family. Anywhere. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. These deaths were not caused by a flood. These deaths were not caused by a hurricane. Deaths were caused by choices people made. To make those choices again. Our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families. Anywhere. Don't use our death and pain to bring death and pain to families.
Den Arischen Zionisten.
Die narrischen Zionisten.
Oh, die narrischen Zionisten.
Euer narrische Zionisten, mit eier narrischen Seichel, ihr mögt doch gehen zu dem Arbeiter und lernen bei ihm Seichel. Ihr mögt doch gehen zu dem Arbeiter und lernen bei ihm Seichel. Ihr wollt uns führen kann Jerusalem, wir sollen dort Goledeien, wir wollen besser sein in Russenland, wir wollen sich befreien. Wir wollen besser sein in Russenland. Wir wollen sich befreien. Oh, you foolish little Zionists, with your utopian mentality, you'd better go down to the factory and learn the workers' reality. You'd better go down to the factory and learn the workers' reality. You want to take us to Jerusalem so we can die as a nation. We'd rather stay in the diaspora and fight for our liberation. We'd rather stay in the diaspora and work for our liberation.
Глупенькие сионисты, вы такие утописты, вы бы лучше шли в рабочие или в трубочисты, вы бы лучше шли в рабочие или в трубочисты. В Иерушалаим идти за вами не желаем, мы в России останемся бороться с Николаем, мы в России не останемся бороться с Николаем.
Wir wollen besser sein in Russland. Wir wollen sich befreien.
Ja, der ist nun selim li ayunu illu inni bhibbu bhibbu wab'umri mabkhunu illu wahya. خبري على بعد وما في مهما يجن علي علي بتحمل له جنونه قلبي وروحي بعده لا قبل ولا بعده انا باقي عوعده عوعده بعيوني رح يا طير سنونو سلم لي عيونو قلو اني بحبه بحبه وبعمري ما بخونه قلو وحياة الله عنه ما بتخلى قلو اني ان شاء الله ان شاء الله ما بخيب.
The track you just heard there was called Ya Ter El Snono, and the singer was Rola Azar, a singer who was born in Nazareth. And then before that, a track which translates as Oh You Foolish Little Zionists, which is a Yiddish anti-Zionist song. The first verse is in Yiddish, the second in English, and the third in Russian. So the singers there were Daniel Kahn and Soy Korolenko. And up next is a group I had before on a show, Oich Ach. They are an experimental folk duo based in Minneapolis, and they are Aya McCullough and Patrick Mann. In their own words, they set out to explore the living tradition that is Irish folk music, ever evolving and always changing, a solid footing set in the past but looking towards the future. The song they sing here is Henry Martin, a well-known ballad associated with Andrew Barton, a 15th century Scottish privateer who is said to have abused his letter of marque and turned to piracy, not just against the Portuguese, but also English ships. Fair play, Andrew Barton.
Scotland, in merry Scotland, there were three. And they did cast lots which of them should go, should go, should go. And turn a robber all on the salt sea.
Thank you. She was told the women they were stoned to death and drowned and burned and turned against their power. It was feared by men, divide and conquer till their end. Not Corach Dundilly IDO, Corach Dundilly Day, Corach Dundilly IDO, Corach Dundilly Day. By a waterfall her skin was bare and a thistle through her hair. Set a spider up upon a stone with a stitch of seed is sown. The women, just cause they were bright, for knowing herbs and having sight, young and old and fancy free, defying rules of patriarchy. Like Corach Dundilly IDO, Corach Dundilly Day, Cora dundilly idio, Cora dundilly day. She built a house of ferns and moss, a cloak and deerskin were her lot. She warned the clans, but she got caught for listening to within. Thousands of souls rose through, their voices gone except a few. The wrath we feel is not unjust, but the winds are turning towards us. She took the dead chief's sword and threw it in the lock. No more clans will die by Crown's command. For years they were safe until it was taken out. The next day they died for an orange man. The witch hunts and the clearances, elitist rule caused disappearances. They feared their blood, so stamped I both. Rebel it all, I make my oath. To Corag dundilly idio, Corag dundilly day. Corag dundilly idio, Corag dundilly day. Corag dundilly idio, Corag dundilly day. Corag dundilly idio, Corag dundilly day.
And that was Wailing She from the north of Ireland, but currently based in Glasgow. I had the great pleasure of hearing those two sisters sing in Glasgow a couple of years ago at a session I was at. So Corrig refers to a witch well known in the folklore around the area of Glencoe in Scotland. Apparently just before the Glencoe massacre in 1692, she tried to warn people that the Redcoats would attack. No one believed her, and the next day she discovered the aftermath of a bloody massacre. She took the chief of the MacDonald clan's sword and threw it into the loch, saying as long as it remained there, no man from the Glen would ever die by the sword again. Folklore also tells that in 1916, a sword was found when the loch was dredged and brought into the town. A bad idea, because the locals who knew of the tales were all horrified and returned it to the loch. The following morning was the first day of the Battle of the Somme, and many soldiers died, including men from the village of Glencoe, the first since the 1692 massacre. There is a novel about Corrig called Witchlight, which was written by Susan Fletcher. I haven't read it myself, but I've heard it's amazing, so you should check that out. Before that was a track by Gazelle Twin and NYX, a fucking deadly rendition of one of my favourite tracks from the Wicker Man soundtrack, which I have just recently watched for only the first time this year. I usually watch it a couple of times a year, but I think that's one of the best renditions I've heard of a track from the Wicker Man soundtrack. That was on an album called Deep England that they put out in 2020. And there's a line on the description of the album that says, "Here lies our ancient future, Deep England, our hope and compassion in the chokehold of power and glory. Hand in hand, here we cry our rage, summoning a lament into the ether, a divine androgynous force, a transcendental purge of the dizzying chaos of post-truth Britain." Oof. Okay, moving on now to some maybe more traditional material, I suppose. The first one was sent in to me by my good friend Liam Creel over in Brooklyn, and it's a version of Seven Drunken Nights by reggae artist Derek Morgan. He called this one Three Drunken Nights, and this one could definitely be inspired by the Dubliner Seven Drunken Nights. To what extent, I'm not sure, but it does sound very familiar. This is Derek Morgan.
I came in late one Thursday night, as drunk could be. I saw a man on top of my bed, where I know I should be. So I called my wife and I said to her, "Will you kindly tell to me, who's that man on top of my bed, where I know I should be?" She said, you drunk, you silly old mule, as drunk could be. That is a boasty baby boy that my grandma sent for me. So I've traveled around for many a day, 1,000 miles or more. Never in my life have I seen a baby with mouth starch on before. Lord, you drunk. I came in late one Friday night, as drunk could be. I saw a boot under the bed where my old boot should be. So I called my wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who's that boots under the bed where my old boots should be? She said, you junk, you silly old man, as junk could be. That is a boasted chamber pad that my grandma sent for me. Well, I've traveled around for many a years, 1,000 miles or more. Never in my life have I seen chimney pot with laces in before. Why you drunk? I came in late one Saturday night, as drunk could be. I saw a stiff black stick in the bed where my own stick should be. So I called my wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who's that stick into my bed where my own stick should be? She said, you junk, you silly old cunt, as junk could be. That is an injection needle that my doctor gave to me. Well, I've traveled around for many a days, 1,000 miles or more. Never in my life have I seen needles spitting water out before. Why you joke?
Joseph was an old man, and an old man was he, when he married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. When Mary and Joseph were walking one day to an of cherry trees they chanced for to stray. And Mary said to Joseph, so meek and on mine, pick me some cherries, Joseph, for I am with child. But Joseph flew angry, so angry flew he, let the father of your baby gather cherries for thee. And up spoke Lord Jesus from in his mother's womb, bow down low cherry trees, bow down to the ground. And the cherry trees they bow down, bow low to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. And Joseph took Mary all upon his right knee. Said, tell me, pretty baby, when your birthday shall be. On the 5th day of January, my birthday shall be. And the stars and the heavens shall all bow down to me.
The last track was sent in to me by longtime supporter and listener to the show, Beau James Wilding. That was Mark Lanigan of Screaming Trees fame singing a song called The Cherry Tree Carol. Now, Mark Lanigan sadly died in 2022 and was living down in Killarney at the time. As for the song, it's Rowd Ballad number 453 and Child Ballad number 54. So to give a small little synopsis of the plot there. So this ballad, it relates to an apocryphal story all about the Virgin Mary, probably while she was travelling to Bethlehem with Joseph for the census. In the most popular version of the ballad, the two of them stop in an orchard. It's a cherry tree orchard. And Mary asks Joseph to pick cherries for her and says, help us out here, I'm pregnant. Just get some fucking cherries, please. And Joseph, like, being jealous because of the Virgin Mary's little dalliance with, like, at the actual God of the universe, is like, why don't you let the father of your child pick the cherries? At this point, in most of the versions, the little baby Jesus from Mary's womb speaks to the tree and commands the tree to lower a branch down to Mary, which it does. Joseph, witnessing this miracle, immediately repents his harsh words and he was never jealous again. So up next is a track that came from a more unusual source, I suppose. This one came from an ambient album I was listening to. Like, I like to listen to ambient albums day in, day out. I don't always just listen to, like, traditional or folk-related stuff. But I heard the start of this and it sounded like a traditional song. I'm sure it is. I've no idea what, though, because there's no notes that would, like, you know, give you any clue to that kind of thing. But I will tell you some things from the notes that are actually there. So Lavrador is a Portuguese term signifying peasant, ploughman, or a cultivator. Additionally, it's the name of the explorer João Fernandes Lavrador, associated with Labrador, a continental region in eastern Canada. Despite having a population of fewer than 30,000 inhabitants over an expansive area of nearly 300,000 square kilometres, this polar and subarctic expanse in the North Atlantic captivates with its dreamlike landscapes, vastness, tranquility, and solitude. And I think that's something you can definitely hear in this music. This track is called Lavrador, and it is Richard Begin.
I have a little song I will sing to you. To me, tickle alley old, to me, tickle alley no. Tickle alley funny thing, tickle alley sad. It's a song about my great granddad. Great granddad was a busy man. He cooked all the food in a frying pan. He hooked his stick on a homeskin knife and he wore a plain suit all his life. 21 sons became a good story man. He slept. Thank you.
Morning as I went to Fairlane, rain Phoebus adorning the plain. It was down by the shores of Laverne I met with a beautiful dame. Her voice was so sweet and so pleasing, these beautiful notes she did sing. Ah, the innocent fowl of the forest, their love under
their under they did sing. Oh me, oh my body physical, oh my life I am running from the logical. Well, it being the first time I'd met her, my heart, well, it leapt with surprise. And I thought that she could be no mortal, but an angel that fell from the skies. Her hair, it resembled gold tresses, and her skin was as white as the snow. And her lips were as red as the roses that bloom around Lochar and Shore. Eloping, these words under I did say, oh, take me into your habitation, for Cupid has led me astray.
All my life,
all my life I will keep the commandments, they say that it is the best plan, and young women that yield to men's pleasure, well, the scriptures do say they are dumb, 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 dumb. Well, oh Mary, don't accuse me of weakness, for treachery I do disown, and I can make you a lady of splendor. Aladdin, his rings and his genie, that's more. I would part with them all just to win you and live her in Lochinshore.
All my life, paradise.
And that was Isaac Arden, no stranger to the show, with Jack Sheehan, making more fucking mad music, which I just love to hear. That track was called My Heart, Biological, and obviously the song in question there was Loch Earn's Shore. Thanks to Billy Neiser for sending that one in. Keep them coming, please. I'm loving this stuff. Okay, next up is a curious one, because this one popped into my inbox out of nowhere. You might remember a couple of years ago I did an episode on a ballad called The Baffled Knight. Now, there was one version of a song on that which was recorded from a man called Neil Loughran of County Tyrone. I was never able to find a recording of that song. You might remember me talking about it on the episode. But what I did was I went up to Hout, I found a nice bush with a mattress in it, and I sat down there and I just recorded a version into my tape recorder. Didn't think anything of it, never heard about it ever again, and it was just a thing. It's gone, right? It's gone in my head. I'm going, it's gone, it's in the ether. And then next of all, I got this album sent to me, and I had a version of The Baffled Knight that was learned from my singing of the ballad on that episode. How fucking cool is that? So the artists in question are called Colm Doyle and Joel Anderson, and there's some really great traditional harmonica playing on it, and also some really nice songs. The vocals on this one kind of remind me a little bit of Johnny Moynihan, which is no bad thing in my book, but this is Doyle and Anderson with The Baffled Knight.
Once there was a shepherd's boy, kept sheep out on the hill. He went down to the riverside to see a young damsel swim.
Oh, rode a morning dew, oh, rode a foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
They hopped and hopped together till they came to a lap of hay, saying, this can be a bonny wee spot for you and I to sport and play.
Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
Oh, do not tear me petticoats, do not lay me down. Me father'll give me willingly, besides £100, she said.
Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
They hopped and hopped together till they came to her father's house. Oh, now I am the maid within, you're the fool without, she said.
Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
You're like a dog me father had, who had a woolly tail. He'd stick his nose right to the sack, but daren't taste the meal, she said. You're like a cock me father had, would seldom trend the hens. When he'd go to crow, he'd flap his wings. Oh, you're one of them, she said. There is a flower me father has, called a marigold. When you would not take it, when you can, you cannot when you would, she said.
Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
Out she took a small penknife, wiped it on her sleeve, saying, this can run to any young man that wouldn't a woman believe. Out she took a small penknife, stuck it in the ground, saying, this can run to any young man that wouldn't a woman lay down, she said.
Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you. Oh, row the morning dew, oh, row the foggy dew. Follow me bonny wee lad, but I won't follow you.
Thank you.
Barry with two jigs. One, which I really am really fond of, a three-part jig called Tom Busby's, not to be confused with the two-part jig, Tom Busby's, and The Humours of Ballingarry. That's from a new album called Littoral, L-I-T-T-O-R-A-L, which you should check out if you're into traditional piping, which, I mean, why wouldn't you be into traditional piping? It's the best. But yeah, that's two tracks from that album, Leonard Barry. Okay, getting towards the end of the show now. I'm not going to lie to you, I am feeling a sense of relief that this might be it and I am actually getting this episode out. But I have been debating over whether or not to include this last track or not. So it's a song that was written by a friend of mine who shall remain unnamed and anonymous. The song is called The Rocks of Palestine, and I was really, really impressed by this song. So much so that I learned the entire thing to sing at a recent benefit concert for Médecins Sans Frontières, or my fucking French accent, Jesus. Doctors Without Borders, let's just call them. But so I sang the songs. A friend of mine recorded it on their phone, and I took the audio from the phone, stuck it on my computer, and I'm like, oh, I kind of sound shite. And when I listen to it, all I can hear is the bits that are going out of tune. I can hear the bits where, like I said, tree-leaf shamrock instead of tree-leaf clover. Who fucking says tree-leaf shamrock? But in the end, I decided to leave it in. There's a little bit of the first verse that's missing, but in the end, I thought, look, I'll just put it on because I think the message is far more important than the quality of the audio. And my real wish and hope in putting this out is that people might listen to it and they might learn it and they might sing it themselves. That would be really amazing. But this one is called The Rocks of Palestine, set to the tune of The Rocks of Bonn, written by an anonymous person and recorded by M. And I'm just going to leave it here and you can make of it what you will. The first verse, as I said, some of it is missing. So what the first verse says is, from Dublin to Sao Paulo, from Paris to Algiers, we rally to their banner and we chant on through our tears. Their struggle is our struggle. Our fates are all entwined. That's why we'll keep on marching for the rocks of Palestine. Right, take care of yourselves out there. And until next time, good luck.
Of Palestine. that built the camps. You would think Olaf would have the sense to stay north of the Rhine, for they caused all this suffering on the rocks of the Palestine. In Brussels they
Christians
Jew or Muslim, it makes no odds to me. Equal rights for those who live from the river to the sea. For equality is justice, and justice is divine. One day it will rain over the rocks of the past. Of Rafa to the olives of Jenin, to the temples of Jerusalem, of which the prophets dreamed, with the glory everlasting and the splendor that's sublime. So much beauty there it does reside on the rocks of the Palestine. We've no quarrel with the chosen ones who pray in synagogues. Our fight it is with those who treat their fellow human beings like dogs. Oh, with all that you have suffered, how could you be so blind to that you have spilled on the rocks of the Palestine? For you butcher and you maim, you kill without mercy. You strip a nation and its people of their precious dignity. On the wounded and the healers, you rain death from the skies. You strand the newborn babies and abandon them to die. You ravage and despoil, you lay waste to their homes. You pour fire on the innocent, and you burn them too. children in their bed. You desecrate their bodies and make a mockery of their dead. You murder with impunity, you massacre with pride, then you plunge them into darkness to conceal your genocide. Falter, so they'll scatter from their land. But strength is just another word for a Palestinian. Suffering, they'll continue to resist. Oh, who are you to tell them they have no right to exist? For no matter them like swine, you'll never take possession of the rocks of little